Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1334. Visible translated text is as follows. Back there shooting dice, five with me. One was named Joe Bobbs, and one was named Bob Williams, and I won 90 cents. I don't know how long we were shooting for. We were shooting on the sly, unbeknownst to the bartender. I guess we were shooting about 10 minutes, and then I come to the bar and bought a glass of beer there at the Butt Saloon, and then I went to Early's Beer Saloon on Peter's Saint and bought a glass of beer there, and then I walked back to the toilet and stood there and made a cigarette, and then bought another glass of beer, and I come out and bought a half pint of whiskey, and I drank some of the whiskey, and then I started to the Capital City Laundry, and on my way there, I met Mr. Frank at the corner of Forsyth and Nelson Streets going to Montag's, and he told me to wait a few minutes. And he asked me where I was going, and I told him I was going to the Capital City Laundry to see my mother. And he didn't say nothing. Only he said to wait a minute until he come back, that he was going to see Montag's, and I stood there until he come back. He was gone about 30 minutes, I guess. He come back and told me to come to the factory, that he wanted to see me. And I went to the factory with him, walking behind him, and he stopped at the Curtis Drugstore at Forsyth and Mitchell Streets, and he got a drink, and I waited on the outside until he come out. And then he told me to come on, and I went to the factory with him. He had a box with him, which he carried with him to the Montags. It has an opener to it. And after we got to the factory, Mr. Frank took the box and put it there at the trash barrel, which was just to the right of the steps as you go in. He put a box there for me to sit on. There were some great big boxes back further. He told me to sit down there until I heard him whistle. He just took his foot and pushed a box over there for me to sit on. Then he told me not to let Mr. Darley see me. And after Mr. Frank went up the steps, in a few minutes here comes a young lady downstairs. That was Miss Maddie. I think she had on a dark red suit and a rain cloak and a parasol in her hand, but I didn't notice her hat. Then here comes Mr. Darley down, and he had on a gray suit of clothes, didn't have any hat on his head, and he stopped Miss Maddie at the front door. And when he stopped her, I saw Miss Maddie with a handkerchief to her eyes. It seemed to me like she had been crying. And then Mr. Darley say to her, "Don't worry, I will see that you get that next week." And they stood there and talked a while, but I could not hear anything else they said. Then she went on out the door, and Mr. Darley came back up the steps, and Mr. Darley stayed up there a good while. Then he come down and left, and I did not see him anymore. Then here comes Mr. Holloway down, about 5 minutes after Mr. Darley had gone. Mr. Holloway went out on the sidewalk and stood there 3 or 5 minutes, and then he come and went back up the steps. And then here come another colored fellow, a peg-legged one, and he went up the steps, he had some bills in his hand, and Mr. Holloway come back down with the peg-legged one and went out on the sidewalk and looked at the fellow's wagon. But what he said to him, I don't know. It was a wagon that had sides to it, and I didn't see the name on it. It wasn't a regular dray.